වන්දේහං
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 12th of December 1976 in Hyderabad, India.
मत्तीवाहं जातुनासं नत्तन नेमे जनाधिपा न चैवा न भविष्याम सर्वे वयम् अतपरा. Krishna said that natu eva aham nattam na ime janadi. Either I or you or all these people who have assembled here in this battlefield, janadhipa, kings, in the battlefield, janadhipa, they are not ordinary men. Now, in the battlefield, the poor mercenaries, they go to live their life, whereas the janadhipa, the leaders of the people, they sit down very comfortably. They do not go to the battlefield. They simply give order in deity. And the poor mercenaries, paid soldiers, they are paid for giving their life. Money is so sweet that one is prepared to give his life for money. Such men are sent to the war field. And the janadhipa, they are after also money, but they carefully avoid the battlefield. Minister of defense, perhaps he has never seen a battlefield. Minister of defense. Formerly it was not like that. When there was fight, because they are kshatriyas, they will never go back from fighting. Yuddhe cha palayanam. That is the symptom of kshatriya. When there is fight, they will come forward first. Shaurya tejo bijam yuddhe cha palayanam ishvara bhavancha dhanancha. Kshatriyas means that very powerful, strong, and when there is fight, a kshatriya, if he is challenged by somebody that I want to fight with him, he cannot deny. Yes. What kind of fight you want? Bows, arrows, or club, or sword, anyway. They will fight. And fight means until one is dead, the fight will go on. That is fight. When Krishna and Arjuna and Bhima went to Jarasandha, Jarasandha was a very powerful king. So before Maharaj Yudhishthira is becoming the emperor, it was his system. All the other kings within this world, they must submit. Either submit or fight. So, Krishna and Arjuna and he went to Jarasandha. He was very charitable to the Brahmins, and these three persons went there dressing themselves as poor Brahmins. So, in the assembly, they begged from Jarasandha, Sir, we have come to beg from you for fight. To start to say the other soldiers, he advised that let us fight with Jarasandha alone. Why he should unnecessarily bring so many soldiers, and we have to also. Why these poor soldiers will give life? Better go, let us individually fight. So Jarasandha could understand that they are Kshatriyas. They have come in the dress of a Brahmana to beg, because Kshatriya cannot beg. So he accepted, yes. Then he selected Bhim to fight with him. He rejected Arjuna and Krishna also, that you are not fit for fighting with me. So there was fighting. On 28 days, the fighting was going on from morning to evening, and at night they were friends. Bhima, Arjuna and Krishna was a guest. He received them as guests, they were eating together, talking together. In the morning, again fighting. This is Kshatriya. It's sporting. But that sporting was meant for until one dies, the fighting goes. So, yuddhe cha palayanam, this is the qualification of Kshatriya. So here it is said, Krishna is chariot driver of Arjuna. So he says, Janadhipa. There are many kings, different parts of the world, they join. Janadhipa, the leaders, when there is fight, the leaders must come forward. And as soon as the leaders are killed, then it is victory. Not by killing the soldiers or common man by atomic bomb, no. That was not fighting. So Krishna says, Natu eva aham. Krishna is individual person. God is person also. Vyakti. The one who does not know what is God, they think impersonally, but God is person. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he appeared upon this earth as person, as the son of Vasudeva. He acted as person. Original God is person, not imperson. Imperson is a feature, just like the sun sign. This is the imperson. But the sun is coming from the sun glow. That is local place, and within the sun globe there is sun god. He is person. He is not impersonal. Similarly, the impersonal feature, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdate, absolute truth. The imperson is a feature of God. Angojyoti. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. It is, if bodily rays, impersonal Brahma, but God is person. Here he said that, natu eva aham. Aham means I am, person. Jatu, at any time, nasam, we are not annihilated. nor too not strong. You are also not handling. Because Arjuna is Jiva and Krishna is God. So both of them are existing, part and parcel. Just like this sunshine. What is this sunshine? It's very small atomic particles of shining material. This is sunshine, combined together. Similarly, we are also a small particle of the rays, bodily rays of God. We are living entities, very minute particles. Mamai vāṅśa jīva bhūta jīva loka sanāma. So we are also individual and God is also individual, person. And all the kings or the soldiers assemble, they are also individual. So this individuality is never lost. Krishna says that at present we are individuals, and in the past we are individuals. Then one may say in the future we may become one, amalgamated, as the Mahavadi philosopher says that as soon as we become liberated, we become one with the Absolute. No, that is not fun. Here it is saying, na cha eva na bhavishyam. It is not that in future we shall not remain individual. We shall remain individual. Na bhavishyama, no. Two negatives makes one positive. That means in the future also we shall exist as individuals. Na caiva na bhavishyama. Sarve, all of us. All means, Krishna says, I, you, and all the other peoples, kings and soldiers, we shall remain as individuals. Then where is oneness? This Mahavadi theory that after liberation we shall all become one with God, that is not mentioned here. This is bogus theory. Real that we remain individual so long we are not in a position to act, means so long, just like ghost. Ghost is also individual. But because the ghost does not get this material body, they are invisible. They create disturbance for want of this body. Those who have got experience of ghost in some house, the ghost is there, his individual soul. But because he hasn't got this material covering, that is a punishment. For the most sinful person, that is a punishment that he does not get this body, although he wants this body. Because for enjoyment, we want this body. Body is a combination of senses, an instrument. If I want to touch you, I require a hand. And through hand I feel the pleasure of touching. So the ghost wants to touch, but he hasn't got the instrument. That is ghost. But there are ghosts. It is not fictitious. It is a fact. Ghost means without this material body. So long we are materially contaminated, we require this material body for enjoying senses. And the spiritual world, we get our spiritual body developed, so there is no question of becoming ghost or individual. There is the person is always existing. That is the purpose of this verse. Na caiva na bhavishyama sarve vayam ataparam ataparam. After this, when after this body is ended, the individuality continues simply we change our body. This is the bhasan, and it is explained in the next verse, Dehinasmin jathadehi kaumaru yuvanandara prathadehantar prati. We are individual always, but we are changing this body from one type of body to another body according to our karma. Karmana daivanetrena jantar deha apapatti. By superior examination, we get a body, karmana. At the time of death, it is decided what kind of body we are going to have next. That is decided by superior authority. You cannot dictate that give me this body, or I don't want this body, I want a body. No. That is not in your hand. You can do, you are given freedom. The human form of life, you are given freedom to act. Although there is direction that you act like this. But if you don't like, you can act. Yathechasi tatha kuru. You can act. But you become implicated with your karma, because you have to act according to the modes of nature. The modes of nature are three, sattva-gun, rajas-gun, tamo-gun. So if you act in the sattva-gun, then you will be promoted to the higher planetary system. Urdhanga-chanti sattva-sva. If you act in the rajagun, then madhyatisthanti rajasa. And if you act in tamagun, then jaghanna gunamittishta adhogacchanti tamasa. Jaghanna. Tamasa means very abominable activities. The other day I was speaking, I saw one gentleman, Indian gentleman, he was eating the intestines of hogs in the airplane. That is very palatable, they say. Tama most tama. Hog, the stool eater, and his intestine that is cooked and he's eating. How much tama go? Jaghanna. Jaghanna gunavitti. Very abominable. So, next life he is going to be a hog. This is going on. We are in this material nature, purusha prakritisthopi bhunkti prakritijana guna. We are in this material world according to our association in different modes of nature. We are making one type of mentality, and at the time of death, that mental position is responsible for carrying me in a different type of body. In this way, we are changing body one after another. So, we are spirit soul. This is the chance of rectifying or purifying our existence. If you like, we can purify our existence in this human form of life. This Krishna consciousness movement means to purify the existence. And after death, sapta deham punarjanmanaiti. If you become perfect in Krishna consciousness, means you understand Krishna. Janma karma chubu. Nidibham jujana. Simply by understanding and acting accordingly, you can purify your existence and next life. Means after giving up this body we have to give up. But those who are not purifying the existence, they will accept another material body. And those who have purified the existence, they will go back home, back to God. Thank you.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, third chapter, text number 14, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 27th of December, 1975, in Sanand, India.
So, here is a verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, 14th verse. Annad Bhavanti Bhutan. When I was coming to your village, I saw there are so many agricultural fields producing tobacco. So, tobacco producing can give you some money, but you'll be shortage of food grains. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, said that if you want to make happy and prosperous the people in general, then you must produce anna, food grain. Bhagavan has not said anywhere that you produce tobacco, jute and similar other things which are not required at all. The whole purpose of life is to perform yajna. In the Vishnu Purana, there is a verse, Varnashrama Charvata Purusena Parakumar. Varnashrama Charvata Purusena Parakumar. Nanna Tattosu Karanam. Jagyai Sankirtanai Prai Jajanti Isme. Jagya means to satisfy the Jagya Purush Narayan or Bhagavan. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj also says, Nati vidu sartha gatim ni Vishnu, durashayadi vahiratha manina, andhada khandhi nuponiya mana, tepisa tantra urunam nivadhya. Then, people do not know that the aim of life is to approach Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. That is the aim of life. Vishnu Aradhati Pumsa Nannat Tattu Sukarana. So, Vishnu Aradhana is the ultimate goal of life. In the Puranas also, Lord Shiva was instructed, Parvati, Aradhananam Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Lord Shiva said that of all different types of worship, the worship of Vishnu is topmost. So human life is specially meant for worshipping Vishnu. Unfortunately, the blind leaders, they are not teaching people how to execute Vishnu Aradhana. So this Krishna consciousness movement is started just to educate people how to worship Lord Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhanam Param. This is our mission to teach all over the world. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita that Jagyatse karma annatra lupayam karma mandhanam. Jagyatse, yajna means Vishnu. Simply for satisfying Vishnu, one should act. Any work one is habituated to do, it should be aimed to satisfy Vishnu. Otherwise, we shall be implicated in the karma. Karma means we act in some way under the direction of material energy or illusory energy and will become implicated. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Karanam Gunasanga Asa Sadasat Janma Yoni. According to our work and association with particular type of the modes of nature, we get different types of body. If we give up Vishnu Aradhana, if we give up the aim of achieving the favor of Vishnu, then we are becoming implicated in the resultant action of our different activities. Krishna therefore teaches, yat karosi, whatever you do, it doesn't matter. Yat karosi, yat jihosi, yat atmasi, yat tapasasi, purushatam malatpana, whatever you did, that doesn't matter. But the result should be given to me. At the present moment, in this age all over the world, people have forgotten Vishnu or God. They are whimsically doing things which will implicate them birth after birth, sadasat janma yonitu. Either higher class of birth or lower class of birth, sat and asat. But this is not solution of life. Because here in this verse, Krishna says, annāni bhavanti bhūtāni pajjannāt anna sambhava yajñāt bhavati pajjanyā yajna karma samudbhava. So, karma, everyone has got different types of occupation. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, brahma karma, kshatriya karma, vaishya karma, śūdra karma. Sakarmana atamam bharca samsiddhi labhate nama. There is no, in the worship of Krishna, there is no such distinction that only the brahmanas can offer prayers or worship to Krishna, but everyone can offer. Mam si bapas sitra jepisu papajuna, even less than the sudras, they can also take the advantage of worshipping Krishna. So yajñāse karma nāca. This karma should be performed for executing yajña. So this yajña, formerly yajña was performed very gorgeously. So many mansa of ghee and grains were put into the fire. But in this age, Kali Yuga, there is neither ghee nor grain to offer the fire, yajna fire. Therefore, in this Kali Yuga, the yajna is performed by chanting the holy name of the Lord. So I do not wish to take very much time. I have got another engagement. My only submission is that you produce enough quantity of food grain, don't waste your time by producing tobacco. Besides that, in the śāstra it is forbidden. Sriya suna pāna dhūta yatra pāpas caturvidha. Sriya avaidha, illicit sex. Sriya suna, jīpa hatya, killing the animals. Suyasuna pāna. Pāna means smoking also. Drinking liquor and smoking. Dumpa. This pāna is forbidden. Suyasuna, suna, suyasuna. Pāna, dhūto. And dhūto means gamble. So these four things, they are considered as sinful activities. And in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, desham tu antagatam papam jananan punya karmana te dandamaho nimukta bhajante imam yuravrita. Unless one is free from the sinful activities, he cannot be fully engaged in worshipping the Supreme Lord Krishna. So these four principles are sinful activities, illicit sex and animal killing and intoxication, including smoking and drinking tea and gambling. Anyone who wants really benefit of life, human life, they must give up these four principles of sinful life. So Krishna therefore says to everyone of us, sarva dharmān paritrajyam ānetāṁ saranaṁ bhaja aham svā sarva pāpebhya mokkhaiṣṭhā. It is not possible that we can give up sinful activities by our own endeavor, because in this age, Kali Yuga, everyone is addicted to some sort of sinful activity. But if we surrender to Krishna, as is in the scripture, sarva dharmān paritrajyam ānetāṁ saranaṁ bhaja, fully, without any reservation, He will help us to become free from the sinful reaction.